Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Merry Christmas to you guys. Have a wonderful
time. Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm your co-host, Jeannie Rice, and we welcome you to the show. This is Christmas Eve, so we wish you all a Merry Christmas. It's December 24th, 2014. It's Wednesday. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart. It's a delight and an honor to be here with each and every one of you that chooses to join us every day. Thank you. And we hold the space for this awesome, wondrous Christmas season and Holy Day. And not necessarily being a religious connotation, but recognizing that, you know, all we talk about year-round in this show is Christmas. And people would say, what do you mean? I've never heard you mention Christmas for the last 300 days. Well, but you have heard us talk about how to support you in living in the mind of love. And everything we talk about, every tool we teach is about how to live awesome, active space of love that you were designed to live at, that we are all designed to live at. If you hold a newborn child, you know exactly what a human life is. And that's the mind and the life that the man named Yeshua lived. And he was mistakenly called Jesus Christ, but first of all, his name was not Jesus, it was Yeshua. It was not Hail Zeus. And Christ is in Aramaic the name of an office. Just like you'd say to the guy who gets elected as mayor, you'd say, "Hello, Mayor Bob." His name isn't mayor, it's the office that he holds. And so you remember that in the ancient teachings, they said that Christ in you was your hope of glory. And this is not a religious idea. What this means is that as you live in your humanness, your true humanness, not the frailty, not the excuse that people use, oh, well, I'm only human, but rather when you live as this awesome active space of love, then you are literally living in the mind that the man named Yeshua lived in, the mind of Christ, which is quite literally the mind of the Creator. You know, we're told that the Creator is love. And in the Creator, we live, move, and have our being. We're designed to live in that awesome, active space of love. And when we're not, then we've fallen out of who we are and are experiencing something different. There are millions of people on the planet today who are celebrating this whole idea of Christmas as some sort of a holiday, which is about how you get your stuff, as opposed to recognizing its true meaning and the true purpose of this celebration. And the true purpose of this celebration is to recognize each other and ourselves as this awesome space of love. So in truth, it's what we talk about all year round, and the tools for achieving that are what we want to focus on. The tools for achieving that are what we want to bring forward into the world in very real and in very practical ways. The how-to of living as this true human being, this awesome active presence of love that you were designed for. And so we're just delighted to be here to support you in that process. And, of course, to live as that means that you're going to ultimately have to face everything within yourself and within your bloodline that's unlike that, everything that draws to you experiences that resonate your hostility or fear-based mind. And as you work through and forgive, that is, remove that fear-based mind, you're restored to your human mind, to the mind of love. And so that's our purpose. That's our project. And we invite you to join us today in that celebration of really consciously, purposely connecting to that awesome space of love within yourself, living as that awesome active space of love, and supporting others in your world in doing the same. So we're delighted you're here. Jeannie, is Dr. Tim with us today?
He is with us and he's on.
Well, hey there, young man. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. Did you get a text from me today?
I have not gotten a text from you today yet, no. At least I haven't looked at it. I've been running around getting some errands done. We get on the road on Friday, so I've been kind of socked into that, but I'm looking at my text messages as we speak. We did get a donation in our PayPal account, so we thank you very much. Much, much, much appreciation. And, oh, there we are. Merry Christmas Eve. I have two items for the show today. Fabulous. Let's hear them. Let's go for it.
Two items. Well, the first one is we had our support group last night. And, you know, there really aren't any words. I'd like to have the technology have advanced to the point where you could just, we could just say, okay, everybody sit back. Now we're going to play the video of the support group from last night. Because
I hear you.
My goodness. So
it would be an awesome reality show, wouldn't it?
Oh, my heavens. It's just, there aren't really words. So we're gonna do a job to try and calm down and let you see what little we can let you see with these words for people who weren't there. We watched one of my favorite talks from the YouTube of Dale Allen Hoffman. I think it was May or March of 2013 he put it up there. And so we watched that, and then we had some discussion. And we had a couple people who were fidgeting through the talk, and one that went completely unconscious. And we, as you've talked about in the past, it's kind of a compliment in the ancient Aramaic if a teacher was teaching material at a deep level that people would just tap into it such a way that they'd go unconscious. So then we had our discussion, and then I offered the chance for somebody to do a worksheet. And
right.
We had a brand new person there who did his first worksheet ever. And it took him a while to talk about it and agree to do it because he had such upset. And his upset was because he literally is feeling murderous rage for people who have ruined his reputation on the internet. And so when he finally got into the worksheet, he was able to clarify that there had been an active attack on the internet to ruin his reputation, and he believes that this has cost him money and relationships and essentially ruined his life. And if he could have the people there in front of him, he would end their lives. And so then his goal was for these people to publicly apologize and admit that they lied. And so when he worked through reading every word on the worksheet and focused on love, and he was finally able to tap into a loving thought, and he was able to set up the energy around that. And of course, in the group, that's easier to do because there are loving people in the group, breathing and holding the space of love. And there were a couple different times before getting to that point where he was very upset and agitated because we were asking him to acknowledge that he could stop building a false reality that created pain for him out of the brain cells. And we had to specify for him that this wasn't about saying that these events on the outside didn't happen. This is simply about saying that the events on the outside can't keep him locked in this feeling of murderous rage. They can't keep him locked in pain or sadness or fear. So when we got down to canceling the goal, and he breathed into it, canceling the goal for anybody to change, and I asked him to, he was quite stuck, and I asked him to just breathe and the second or third time around to think about if that's the first time in his life that he's felt murderous rage. And that was the click in for him. No, that certainly wasn't the first time he'd felt murderous rage. And he talked about how he had murderous rage towards his grandfather when he was shot. When the person doing the worksheet last night was, you know, a younger man, he was shot. And he was furious with his grandfather because he blamed his grandfather for not moving out of the neighborhood that was so violent. And he was shot in the chest, and he was a young man, and he thought he was going to die. And so you might imagine there was just lots and lots of energy moving and breathing. And so he remembered another incident, and then, of course, this time when he was shot, and another time when something else violent happened. And he was able to tap into and become aware that this murderous rage has been a theme in his life for a long time. And by the time that happened, by the time we got to that point in the worksheet, his emotion when he came out of the release and canceling his goal for other people to tell the truth and publicly apologize, his emotion had switched to confusion. And when he started the worksheet, his murderous rage was way above a 10 out of 10. And he was quite agitated, but not feeling murderous rage. He was feeling confusion. So it was 9 o'clock. It was time to end the group, and I offered him the option. I said to anybody who needs to go at 9 o'clock, they can go. And I told him that we'd be happy, some of us would be happy, if not all of us, would be happy to stay with him and do some breath work and do some of this tapping and help him release some of this energy around the memories that he just accessed. And about 30 minutes later, after many rounds of tapping and breathing and being supported lovingly and canceling goals for anybody else to change and releasing the frustration and releasing the rage and releasing the defensiveness, he had been through several physical releases and sat there smiling and laughing and repeatedly scanning his body, and probably, he said, his upset level was about a 2 out of 10. If he went back to think about the events in his younger life and the events of his more recent life with these people lying and ruining his reputation. And that was a wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve gift. And he even said, well, Merry Christmas to me. So,
wow, doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, talk about changing somebody's whole life.
Yeah,
nice work, my friend.
Well, he changed his entire life. He changed his false belief that things outside of him can cause him pain or continue to cause him pain years after they've happened. And
right.
So,
right. I love it.
It was just amazing. And And we have to ask Jeannie before I get to our second point if there's anybody with a hand up, because he might be on the call. He said he was going to try and listen in today. I don't know if he's listening in on the internet or.
We do have a hand up. It's a 607 area code. Would that be him?
I have no idea, but we can check
okay.
it out.
All right, 607, you're on the air. Who do we have?
It's Richard. How is everybody?
Hey there, good sir. Pretty good. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm a little under the weather, dealing with a little congestion and cold, but fever. But anyway, of course, I've been doing a lot of releasing of that and tapping and healing, you know, being a good Samaritan to myself. And anyway, but
all right.
What came up for me today was I was reminded of the love exchange, and I thought this would be a great time for you to talk about the love exchange, especially since we're talking about, you know, beings of light. I mean, often I'm going to a ceremony tonight where they, you know, hold a candle and talk about letting your light shine. So I guess the question is,
cool.
I know in your sense, I know for you, it's you shining that light of love out through your eyes to the whole world. And I just want to thank you for sharing that with me.
Well, I'm delighted to be on the team, and we'll talk about that once we finish with Dr. Tim and what he's sharing with us about his encounter last night. That's a great idea. It's a great time to focus on that particular tool. So, yes, I'll do that. Thank you. Good call.
You're welcome.
All right, and we hold the space that whatever you're detoxing, you detox. You know, lemon water and cayenne pepper is always a good thing to do. And we'll look forward to the next time we get to see you face-to-face. You still there, Richard?
We just had another hand go up. Richard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I thought you let me go. Anyway,
okay.
I'm still here.
Blessings, lots of love.
All right, take care. Have a good day.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
We did have another hand go up. 312, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, welcome. Give us a name. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm the guy that Dr. Tim was referring to on his show just a few minutes ago.
All right. Nice piece of work, my friend. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, it's great. You know, I'm Tony, by the way. And I got to tell you, Dr. Tim is a great man, and the work that you're doing is phenomenal as well. Just fantastic.
Well, and we're blessed that you've jumped in and decided to get on the team and be part of it. It's pretty cool when you recognize what the culture has taught us to carry around with us, and that there's a solution to it. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool, to be honest with you, and we have a great group there that is very supportive, and, you know, they make you open, and it's just, you know, I feel very welcome when I'm there, and, you know, I'm in good hands with Dr. Tim, that's all I can say, and he thinks the world of you. Yeah, well, he really thinks the world of you and the stuff that you're doing, and while I've had some exposure to, like, Gary Craig, really, I was a neophyte, and it's because of Dr. Tim that I'm able to, you know, really experience this stuff firsthand, and I feel great. I'm still energized from last night, totally energized.
I understand. I understand. It's pretty awesome, and yes, Dr. Tim has some of the most awesomely powerful hands and support that you're going to find anywhere. So we are blessed to have him on our team supporting us, and certainly everybody up in that neck of the woods is blessed to have him there facilitating now not just one support group but two of them. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. Well, I haven't been to his other group. I've just been to the Tuesday night thing. I've been going about a month or so, and you know, I've noticed changes in other people there as well. I'm pretty astute at picking up things, and you know, the therapy sessions or whatever they're, you know, appropriately called, the worksheets really are helping everyone. There's just no doubt about it. So, you know, I can't speak highly enough about it. So I can tell you.
I hear you.
It's been a great Christmas because of this.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and probably what will unfold from here will be the best New Year yet of your eternal life, because not having to carry that baggage, that's pretty heavy-duty stuff, being a kid and being shot and carrying that kind of a load is pretty heavy-duty. So you're going to have quite a year.
Well, I certainly hope so, you know, and I'm going to continue to keep positive. And certainly I'm used to training all the time, so this is not something that's going to be a passing fancy. I'm going to continue to do the work and continue to make strides. There's no reason why I shouldn't. And with the capable hands of you and Dr. Tim and the rest of the people in the group, you know, the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned.
Awesome. Well, you've got our support, sir. It's a delight to meet you, Tony.
Well,
we'll look forward to maybe
well,
at some point
here.
Getting to connect face-to-face.
That would be nice. I appreciate it, Doctor. And happy holidays to you and your family.
All right. Blessings. Blessings.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Very cool. Nice work. Nice work, Tony and Dr. Tim. Just awesome that you hold the space you do and offer the support that you do. It's such a gift to the world. And, you know, there's a great line in the Course in Miracles that says, when you're healed, you're never healed alone. And the space you open for so many people to move through what otherwise is, for most people, impossible is just pretty amazing. So, mucho gracias.
Yeah, it's a delight to be part of the team. Thanks for calling in, Tony. And there's a... somebody who's, I think, found me on the through our show, this internet show here, and I think her first name is Angela, and she sent me a link. She sent me a message and thanked me for mentioning the Faster EFT, and that was nice to hear that something I mentioned was, you know, somebody found it useful. And then yesterday she sent me another email and she said, have you seen this? And it's a link to a talk by the gentleman that created Faster EFT. And Angela also said this would be a great connection for Michael Rice. So I was so feeling the energy from the group last night that even though it ran late and I didn't get home until 10 and I wasn't ready to sleep, so I spent 20 minutes watching this video that was recommended by Angela. And the title of it is, Spiritually Speaking, How Did Jesus Lay Hands on the Sick? By Robert Smith of Faster EFT. And I sat there in bed and I listened to 20 minutes and 24 seconds of a man who doesn't really look anything like Dr. Michael Rice, talking about almost exactly the same things that Dr. Michael Rice talks about, talking about Jesus, talking about the practicality of the message, talking about the release, the canceling of holding on to something. And I was just thrilled to see, and when I saw this, as I heard this, as if this person has not had any access to Dale Allen Hoffman, Michael Rice, or Guy Finley, then it's even more evidence that this message, the practical spirituality, the true message that Jesus was trying to teach, not a religion, but a practical tool set of tools for changing your life for the better, is getting out there in more and more and more ways. So I'm looking forward to having you listen to this 20 minutes, Dr. Michael Rice, And I just wanted to put this out there because rather than just the usual breath work and tapping last night, because we introduced it the week before with such good results, and I've had about 8 different people through the week in my office get fabulous results with this new tapping technique and this release technique. That's what we were doing in the group with Tony after the worksheet process revealed, kind of opened things for him so he could see. I mean, he was literally blinded by his rage until he saw that it wasn't really about the more recent events in his life and that he was holding on to energy, which was keeping him from experiencing his true nature as love and joy. And so we did this faster EFT tapping, and then I went home and I found the guy who created it is talking just like Dr. Michael Rice about Yeshua and his work and about practical spirituality and about a whole host of things. So those are the two things I had to share today.
Well, it's pretty neat. Angela is in the chat room, and she had said earlier that she was dealing with a healing crisis and doing worksheets around the roots of it. And then she added in the faster EFT that you all had talked about last week, and she had actually cleared the pain in her neck that she had held for 20 years and that it's been gone for 3 days now.
I absolutely believe it. I have seen people have phenomenal releases with the worksheet process and pain leave with minor energy work and tapping in sessions. And just in the past, well, it's not even 2 weeks yet since I've learned about this faster EFT, which is just a more focused version of the tapping that accesses the acupuncture meridians. And one of the benefits of it is that it really focuses on releasing and letting go that lots and lots of people are having. Strong, strong benefits. So I will forward that link to the video. And if people want to go find it for themselves, if they search for Faster EFT and the number 229, Spiritually Speaking, it comes up on YouTube. Robert Smith, Faster EFT. So Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you too. And we do have another hand up.
Did we lose Michael?
I think we might have. He's still showing up on the... Oh, you know what? I had to silence him just a minute ago because that beep, beep, beeping was coming from his end. So sorry about that, Michael. I just put you on mute.
Okay. Yeah, I wondered what happened to me. I've been talking away and everybody's ignoring me. I'm going to have to do a worksheet on being ignored.
There was too much of the beep, beep, beep backing up stuff a while ago, so I put you on mute.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's an awesome gift for this season to have somebody else through the gate and comprehending on another level, and then to hear about someone else who's out there who's probably sourced the same message through his own process and his own work. And, you know, one of the things I've found is that when I find somebody who's doing that, there's always another piece of the puzzle that I didn't have that, whoa, there it is. There's another piece. And, you know, in 45 years of doing this work, and as you and I have shared, Dr. Tim, often is, you know, it just keeps opening and opening and opening and opening, and who knows where it ends. But it's pretty monumental. So thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, Jeannie, do we have any other hands up? Oh, cool. Let's go for it.
Erica 901, you're on the air.
Hi, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This is Brenda in Memphis.
Hey there, young lady.
How are you doing? You had started out in a little brief thing on the Christmas issue, and I yesterday had to do quite a few, or did some worksheets around Christmas. I've done 80 worksheets since November 5th, so I'm processing pretty quickly, and yesterday was a particularly difficult day of processing. And one of the issues is Christmas, and I've always in the past, or I felt that you could take November and December off my calendar, and I would not need it at all. So what is coming up now in light of my financial issue right now, and I'm using it as an excuse, but I realize it's only an excuse, the fact that I don't have the financial stuff to do the gifts. But it's not, so I did worksheets on Christmas, and childhood Christmases where there was never enough to fill the lack spaces that no one wanted to ask me about. And then I got triggered by a friend who was talking about what wonderful Christmases they had when they were children. And then that led into the issues of gift giving, and I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I realized that there was a lot of anger and rage and fear about the fact that I wasn't able to do the gifts. But it wasn't, I realized working through the worksheet that it was not the issue of money, but my brain freezes up. Cancel that thought. But that's what it feels like in even coming up with any ideas. And I remember from the past, whether there has been financials there or not, that after the holidays, then I think of all these wonderful ideas for gifts. But as I get closer to the holiday, it's like I just shut down. And so I had to do worksheets on that. And one of the comments that I put in the worksheet was that I'm processing also millions and millions of people around the globe who have the same experience I do or around this holiday. So I'm interested in hearing what you have to say and what you started to say and just kind of follow with that. I'm doing much better today. My energy level is higher. Yesterday I would get more and more and more angry as I did each worksheet. anyway, that's basically it.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of unconsciousness to be processed around the whole idea of Christmas, and that brain freeze is just going unconscious. And so if you think back to those childhood issues, what kind of energy was moving for you when there was just, you know, lack? That was, it sounds like that was just the bottom line of life at that point.
Well, it wasn't so much that there was lack, it was that I felt that there was never enough. I was always disappointed with everything, and that had nothing to do with the physical gifts or anything like that. That was a whole other issue, which I've been doing, you know, worksheets on and stuff like that. But I also felt that when I did give gifts, the people did not appreciate what was given, and especially in my life who does very abundant gift, but I am not able or don't feel I'm able to match that, which is a whole different issue. I did have for my purpose, my goal is to be a joyful and fulfilling love within me about Christmas and the excitement, so that's what I am working on. And it's interesting because I found things around my house that I had in boxes and things that I can use as gifts. So I'm going to wrap those up and practice. And so one question I have is, if you're feeling one thing and you're feeling one way, but you think the other way, and I've done a lot of mind shifters. I was looking on the mind shifters. Does the thought or the feeling go out to touch every mind on the planet?
Yes. That's all energy. But the thing to recognize is that if I'm feeling one way and thinking another, then there's something unconscious that's creating my feelings. And what I want to do, and that's the whole idea of the worksheet, is to open that unconsciousness so that I can touch into what the hidden thinking is that's creating this feeling. So take the example that was just shared with us a few minutes ago with Dr. Tim. You know, here's a man who's feeling this murderous rage and has no idea that it's about something that happened decades ago, thinks it's current event. And so when we hold in conscious awareness that my thought is current event, I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm doing my work, but I'm feeling this overwhelming lack and brain freeze going unconscious, it sounds like there's a big piece of unconsciousness still to be opened up around this whole idea. And maybe, you know, the sense I get is it might not be so much Christmas as this whole idea of giving and receiving.
Or taking. Mm-hmm.
What, is anything
that
click there?
That could very well be, and I'm doing my worksheet probably as fast as I can get them accomplished right now. I'm wanting to keep my mind be aware of what the feelings are and then write down them for the next set of worksheets that I'm going to do. I think that's all I have to say. And was really interested in what you were planning on saying around the whole Christmas thing.
My major point was that, of course, well, let me back up a little bit to tie it in with what you've just shared with us, and that is that I believe that it's totally unnatural for a human being to have an unconscious mind. I think that we've artificially created this state of unconsciousness so that we don't have to deal with what's going on inside of us. And as I hold that artificial state of unconsciousness, that's where my feelings come from. And with that much energy behind it, you know, you remember they said, take care of the heart, for out of it are the issues in life. That word heart was not translatable in the West until just a few decades ago. And what we now know is they were speaking of, take care of the unconscious, for out of it are the issues in life. And so that which reaches out with the highest amplitude, the highest energy wave touching all the planet, is that which is resonating on an unconscious level. And when they said the veil of the temple must be rent in twain, they were not talking about a purple curtain in a church. They were saying this veil, this barrier between the subconscious and the unconscious, must be torn open to be able to see what's under the surface. And that because, and my thought is that perhaps with this whole issue you're dealing with, that it's so dramatic that perhaps you're dealing with a generational issue. It's not just yours, but something that's perhaps been going on in your bloodline for who knows how long. And as you apply forgiveness to that, I'd be inviting Rukka to support you, especially in looking at the genetic component. You know, maybe do a kind of a survey as you do your worksheets. Do a survey and ask, you know, is this something that came from and through my father? Is this something that came from and through my mother, grandparents, church? And start to look at those other dynamics and letting them come forward, because the whole idea of Christ Mass is the celebration of this human life in us, this awesome active presence of love that we're supposed to function out of, but the culture has pretty much beat out of us. You know, we all started out the same way with this presence of love in us. Every newborn child, everybody taps in and describes a newborn, and it's this Christ mind, literally, is what they're describing. And the world specializes in making sure that we lose it, and it's been going on for so many generations that most people live in a desert, and their creative process comes out of that unconscious. And that's why the forgiveness process is so important, to crack open the unconscious and remove or delete the content that doesn't belong. And so that's where I'd be heading with that. And that as I move a piece of that out and am complete with it, I get to visit living in that mind that this whole celebration is about. And that it is when that mind comes alive in me, that's the real. That's, you know, they talk about two comings. There's the first coming and the second coming. And the first coming is when we see somebody who does something differently than we think is possible. I stand in my rage and my pain, and I think, well, in this situation, who could do anything other than rage and pain? And then I see someone who's in the same situation, and they're functioning as love. And I go, wow. And that's the first coming. Then you'll notice the second coming is about the personal Christ. And this is the real celebration that we're heading for everyone that we're working with, is that that personal experience where we've quieted down all of the unconscious noise, all of the genetic interference, and stand in and as that awesome space of love where every cell is connected directly to that space of love. And the physiological result, you know, in the East, they've called it nirvana, utopia, kingdom of heaven. You know, Yeshua talks about it's within you. Don't believe somebody if they're telling you it's somewhere out there, because that's not true. It's within you. And so as we each connect to that space, and with this energy moving on the planet that unfortunately is by and large unconscious and about stuff, with Christmas and holidays rather than holy days, those who choose to get quiet and ride the wave of that energy moving can be supported on a new level in a new way to move through and to open whatever needs to be opened so that they can have that direct experience. And, of course, we've lost it in celebration and ritual, losing the real meaning of what's behind it. And the real meaning of what's behind it is, am I willing to do my work to awaken that mind in me? And what do I need to face? What do I need to move through to do that? And again, my thought would be that perhaps some worksheets specifically focused on giving, receiving, and taking might open a new piece of that puzzle for you.
I think you hit on something there, because as you were talking, I realized that my best memories of the holidays have always been when I was traveling, and I could I would work on holidays so that the married kids could be with their family, and I thoroughly enjoyed spending the holidays, Christmas, in various places around the world. And so I think that you're probably really onto something, because I think it's the dread of the gift giving that needs to be addressed and looked at. And I was trying to think while you were talking, I have no idea. I looked on both sides of the family in the issue of gifts, and I have not yet been able to pick up where that might be, but it may surface as I do the worksheets on it. So I love the holiday lights. I love the, you know, every aspect of it. And I realize that I don't love that gift giving part of it. So I'm going to do a lot of teaching.
And I'll invite you to notice that as you speak about how you'd go to work on holidays so that the married ones can be home with their families, that you have a son, you have a family, and how does that fit in? How does that balance?
You'd go to work
so others could be with their families, but then you'd
right.
be gone with your family.
Right, and that is a historical thing. You know, living 9 months a year away from family for most of my life, the family unity was always distant. You know, it was there, but it was never in close proximity. We did do the holidays together, and I enjoyed those, and I enjoyed thoroughly the holidays on the farm in Kansas. So those, there were aspects that were thoroughly enjoyable. It was more as an adult, I think, that it was. So I think we work on those issues. And I think it's all wrapped around with issues of money, which we're working on right now. So.
So how about a mind shifter?
Oh, that would be great. I've been doing mind shifters for the last 3 days.
Awesome.
So give me one.
Awesome. How about it's safe and healing?
Okay.
And brings me delight and joy.
Bring me delight and joy.
And joy. Be with my family.
Okay.
At Christmas.
All right.
As we give and receive gifts from each other.
Okay.
What happens with your breath as you think of that?
Oh, it's held.
Okay.
That was
so
held.
I'll join you in taking a breath and opening that veil and really letting whatever that whole issue is just come to the surface and that you continue to breathe and we hold the space for you.
Thank you. And it should move out pretty quickly because the willingness sure is there.
Yeah. Now, do you have a support group going in Memphis these days?
I did, but then when I started traveling, I didn't. And my schedule right now is so discombobulated and don't know exactly what it is that I haven't actually gotten one restarted. But it is something that I am putting down on paper to see how I can do that.
Cool. Because there's nothing like that support in that space that a group, creates.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, and I know you've done that in the past, and I know you're locked in there in St. Louis for a while, so I'd support you in doing that if there's a space to do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that everyone who's listening has a wonderful, wonderful, joyful holiday season.
All right. Love and blessings.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Our calling number is 646-200-4169. We've got about 12 minutes or so left, so we've got time for another caller or two. We'd love to hear your voice. And I know that the holidays can be a really challenging time, time when people taking their own lives and family traumas tend to surface. And so we are here to hold the space and to present the tools to give each of you whatever encouragement, whatever support we can to bring forward that in you which could possibly cause you pain, especially if you're gathering with family over the next week or two, that you willingly bring that forward in yourself and are able to free yourself of it so that you can truly have a space that is connected to that active presence of love, which with each and every gathering that you engage in through these holy days. So, Jeannie, do we have anything happening in the chat room? Anybody else with a hand up?
No other questions. I did want to share. The other day I had gotten an email from someone who had asked a couple questions on the radio show, and she said
right.
that it reminded her of the story that everybody sees, the cartoon of the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Right.
And how at the end of the story it's the love of a child that softens the heart of the Grinch and turns the Christmas around and everything. So I thought that was a cute analogy of it.
Yes, for sure. Very cool. Well, we certainly support everybody if you've got a Grinch inside of you and moving into that space of love, functioning out of that active presence of love. Dr. Tim, any other thoughts to share with us?
Well, I just, I don't quite know what to say. It's just such a fabulous result. I understand each time we go through this, the pain and the fear. And certainly, I don't want to say to anybody that it's easy and it's just nothing but fun, and it's like eating your favorite ice cream cone. If you could have been in the room last night, you would have been able to see, probably feel palpably, the fear and the anger. And it reminds me of your friend Michael Coughlin, who has been on the show and has talked about his experience in a lot of violent situations and a lot of rage. And it's not easy to go through those things. The results are so worth it. And on the other side, there's such a lightening of the burden and such an experience of lightness and joy and love that I have to strongly encourage people, no matter how stuck you think you are. I mean, you've talked about Michael, who was trained in the military to give up all sense of vulnerability and love for other people. And if people like that, and people like Tony, who've had such violence done to them, and who've created this false sense of strength and protection in their anger, in their hatred, in their shield of defensiveness and rage, if they can put it down, I think that's really strong evidence that anybody can. And it's the gift we can give, the one true thing we can do to make a difference in our lives and the world, is just become aware of our true nature. Just give ourselves the gifts of feeling good and feeling loving and feeling our true nature. And ironically, it's the best thing we can do for anybody else. And there's no amount of running around trying to fix other people that will add up to the benefit to myself and the world if I just clean up any anger or fear, any confusion, any unconsciousness that I have in my system. So I thank you for this opportunity and for being here, you and Jeannie, and for running this fabulous community. And I think that's what I have to offer.
Awesome. And cool. We did have another hand just go up.
Area code?
203, you're on the air.
I called a few days ago.
Hey, welcome. Give us a name.
Thank you. I have two questions for you. I know we're short on time.
Who are we talking to?
Mark from Connecticut.
Oh, cool. Welcome,
I spoke
Mark.
To you
about
that.
I got that book you recommended. Too random, but recommended, by the way. I've gotten into a page or two. It looks pretty neat. Thank you.
Oh, that must have been somebody else, actually, I think.
Okay, go ahead. My mistake.
Sorry, remember I called about that person I called an idiot psychologist?
Right. Okay, I got it. It is a
yeah,
different
yeah, that, there's probably a bunch of people called Mark that have called. But the reason I'm calling is I also had some dental problems and, a lot of infections, and there's, when there's infections and things like that, it's hard to get the blood supply to the teeth. And so my question is, I mean, some things with natural healing techniques seem relatively easy, but some things where the blood supply is not getting there, I'm just wondering what you've seen as far as effects of doing the worksheets and the breath work on things that are, at least to me right now, seem really difficult.
Right.
As far as healing.
When we restrict ourselves and we start to shut down, you think about the classic, old man or old woman who is hunched over into almost a C posture. You can see how everything is closed down. And what they've shown is that as little as a 5% restriction in oxygen to a cell can create excruciating pain in the cell.
just by the deprivation of oxygen. So certainly by letting go of the emotions that are the start of that shutdown, letting go of the thoughts that closing down, I don't want to feel this, I don't want to deal with this, tends to open circulation all around. And of course, if you go back to the ancient teachings of Yeshua, the idea is to be holy, which didn't have anything to do with being down on your hands and knees, but rather was whole. And so you might want to look at supplements and foods that help to increase circulation and enrich the blood supply. One of the best ones I know of that increases circulation is cayenne pepper. And if there's congestion that's restricting blood flow, then cayenne pepper and fresh lemon in a good, clean, pure water with a little bit of maple syrup can be a powerful way to start to clean out congestion that restricts energy flow and helps to restore that flow. And then the cayenne itself, just the heat of it and as much of it as you can take, tends to increase circulation throughout the whole body.
I see.
So that might be helpful
okay.
to support you in that regard. Just start pumping cayenne pepper.
Okay, I'll try that.
Do you like heat?
Do I like heat?
Heat?
Yeah,
I mean, in terms of taste, something like cayenne pepper. Can you handle that all right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like hot foods I can take, no problem. That's not a problem at all.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's what
I go
for.
Okay. I'll give that a try. One more thing. Are you guys going to be on the radio tomorrow?
We are. We do 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year. It doesn't matter what the holy day or whatever it is, we're here for support, and that's what we do.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Okay, that's all my questions. Thank you very much.
All right. Have an awesome Christmas and the best new year yet of your eternal life.
Okay, you too, Michael. Thank you.
All
right,
blessings. Bye-bye. All right, so we're down to about 3 minutes. So we'll just say that we hold a space for just this awesome Christmas and fabulous New Year. And if you want to join us on our trek down the road, we've actually today at Unity here in Panama City, we're going to be doing a candle lighting service at 7 o'clock this evening. And then on Sunday, we'll actually start in, let's see, what's our next city?
Fort Walton Beach and then Tampa.
Ah. Right, so we'll be 3 days in Fort Walton Beach. We'll start Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Come and join us. We'll be doing a series of 3 free workshops there. And then we'll be heading down to Unity North in Tampa, Unity of St. Petersburg. We'll be at Universal Truth Center in Miami 2 weeks after that. And then CSL in Fort Lauderdale. We'll be at Unity in Pompano. Jeannie will be doing the Healing the Whole Woman retreat for Unity of Pompano in Del Rey. And then from there, we'll head up to Sebring, and then we've got a 20-day teacher training coming up in April. So if you want to tap in, Jeannie and I will be doing concurrent 9-day intensives. I'll do Why Is This Happening to Me Again. She'll be doing the Healing the Whole Woman. Both of those will qualify people for teacher's training, and we'll be doing a 12-day teacher training where we've got a new feature in that teacher training, and that is the personal thought evaluation, how to interpret it, how to work with it so that you can work with people utilizing that as a teacher. So if you're ready to join us, come and play. We'll then be heading off to Atlanta. If you're up in the Atlanta area, watch for us coming there, and then back to Heartland for our summer intensive season. The schedule's on the website. We appreciate you. Greatest gift you can possibly give is have the best year yet of your eternal life. And invite a stranger to the show tomorrow. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. Evolving continuously.